I want to give a very special welcome to all of our churches joining in for Vision Weekend. My name is James Grogan. I'm the lead pastor of our network of churches, and I am so excited to share the first part of this message on video with all of our churches together in this one moment. And then I'm going to hand it off for the second part of the talk to each of our location lead pastors to share some local vision and application of what we're going to be talking about today. Now, Vision Sunday is an opportunity for us to really do two things. One, to look back at last year and celebrate God's faithfulness for how we got here. And then two, to look ahead to where God is calling us to step out in courage and to step out in faith for this next year. We are also today going to be unveiling our word for the year and a verse for the year that really will serve as a rallying point and a prayer point for us as a community throughout 2019. Now, as we look back at 2018, I gotta tell you, we have a lot to celebrate and say thank you to God for. What we've seen as a network of churches, I gotta tell you, it is not ordinary, it's extraordinary. It's not natural, I believe that it is supernatural. And so I think it is so important that we recognize right up front that God's hand has been on our church and what a privilege it is to be a part of what God is doing in our midst. 2018 was a really important year for us. It was kind of smack dab in the middle of this two-year Cannonball Generosity Initiative. And this two-year journey, believe it or not, is nearing an end. And this two-year journey has been all about us jumping all into Jesus' mission and making some really big Kingdom of God waves together. And I'm so grateful to report to you that in 2018, the waves were rolling. Now, you might remember we organized our goals as a church for this season around four types of waves. Now, the first one is our wave of mission. This is our weekly ministry happening at all of our churches, our operational budget. Then our wave of compassion. This is our missions and outreach efforts. Then we said we want this season to create a wave of multiplication, which is our church planting and residency programs. And then finally, a wave of engagement. This is an opportunity for us to have facilities upgrades to the places we own and put us in position to purchase facilities in places we're still set up and teardown. And in each of these waves, we saw God move. And we, in fact, saw our vision move forward in significant ways, wave after wave after wave. That is a lot of wave making. And let me tell you, these are family wins that we can celebrate across our entire church network. God has been so very good to us, and we have so much to celebrate and say thank you to Him for. Now, you gotta know if you're new around here that you are in a church that embraces change. It's actually one of our core values. We don't ever wanna be a church that settles into a safe, no risk, no faith existence. We want to always do two things. We always want to look back and celebrate what God has done and be grateful for how he's been faithful, while at the same time letting that catapult us forward, always looking ahead, always trusting God even more in the next season. And this is what our Vision Weekend is all about. We want to approach 2019 full of faith and courage, boldly stepping into all of God's plans for us. And the first big step for us as a network of churches this year is the next 8 weeks. And we are calling the next 8 weeks in our church the final lap, because it represents the final 8 weeks of this 2-year generosity initiative that we've all been on, Cannonball. I mean, can you believe it? If you've been around here for a few years, if you've been with us during this entire journey, that we just have 8 weeks left. On April 6th and 7th, that weekend, we will have our Cannonball Celebration Weekend. And in this final lap, we want to do everything we can to finish strong. We want to give our best to see all that God wants to accomplish in us and through us. In the 2008 Olympics, one of the greatest final laps in the history of swimming happened by our very own US of A swimmer, Jason Lezak, in the 4x100 meter freestyle. The USA team, including the great Michael Phelps, found themselves behind in the final lap of that relay race, having to chase down the then world record holder in the 100 meter from France. And what happened next was the fastest ever split, the fastest ever final lap in the event's history.
I just don't think they can do it, Dan. I mean, Jason Lezak has been there how many times in his career has he anchored this free relay and medley relay, but I just don't think he can do it. He's trying to ride that wave as much as possible.
Bernard is pulling away from him.
Lezak, look at the world record.
A three-time Olympian. World record is absolutely going to be shattered here. The United States try to hang on a second. They should get the silver medal. Australia is in bronze territory right now, but Lezak is closing a little bit on Bernard. Can the veteran chase him down and pull off a shocker here?
Well, there's no doubt that he's tightening up.
Bernard has lost it to ground. Here comes Lezak. Unbelievable at the end. He's done it.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, what a final lap. And that is how we want to finish this 2-year generosity journey. With our best 8 weeks, we want to finish strong and go after those God-sized goals with all that we have, leaving it all out on the field. Or maybe as they say in swimming, all in the water. I actually don't know what they say in swimming. Maybe I just made that up. But this is why our theme verse for the year 2019, let me introduce it to you, as a community, is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says this, "And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." You see, we want this verse to be a point of prayer and a consistent rallying point for us as a community to point back to throughout this year. We want to go after all the things that God has for us in 2019 with perseverance, not giving up, not giving in, while keeping our eyes on Jesus the entire time. Because Jesus is our goal. He is our finish line. He is what this is all about. You see, it is through God's Spirit in us that we have been able to accomplish everything that has brought us to this point in our church's history. And I am so excited to report to you that during this 2-year journey, man, we have accomplished a lot. We've actually hit historic levels of both participation and generosity. We have more individuals and families giving and contributing than ever before in the history of our church. We also have historic levels of generosity. We've never had more resources than we do now to do ministry and missions than we've had in this 2-year cannonball window. And so I'm so happy to report to you on this Vision Weekend that this two-year Cannonball journey has been amazing, and it has helped us as a community to do things and accomplish things that we have never done before. So make no mistake, this season has been a great one. We've accomplished a lot, and I am so grateful to God for what He has done. But I need to let you know that there are still some things on our original Cannonball list that we feel called to do that we are not on pace to accomplish and are only going to be able to accomplish by our collective generosity. If we think of this last 8 weeks like a final lap, right, in swimming, here is what it could look like. If our levels of giving stay where we are at over this last 8 weeks of Cannonball, we are on pace to finish up about $4 to $5 million short of our secondary original goal. Now, just to be clear, that does not mean that we are short on budget, okay? We are doing fine, we are paying all of our bills, and we have savings in the bank. This shortcoming just means there are a list of projects out there that we're gonna have to wait on. So imagine with me that we stay on the pace we are now. I wanna let you know, we are gonna be able to fully fund two of our four waves. Our wave of mission goals will be met, and all of our wave of compassion goals, which is our outreach and our missions, and a big part of that being fully funded is the Christmas offering that we just received. So thank you. Two of those four waves, fully funded. Absolutely amazing what we've been able to do. So in other words, we will break our own PR, which stands for personal record of participation and generosity. So if we stay on this pace, we are gonna break records and we are gonna have a lot to celebrate on April 6 and 7. Yet what will be left on the docket are some of our wave of engagement projects and wave of multiplication goals. But I just believe if everyone does something, God can do everything. And really, this has always been the story of our church, that when we've stepped out in faith and in courage, God has done the miraculous over and over and over again. And I believe He will do it again in 2019. So if every one of us simply do what our theme verse says, let's keep our eyes on Jesus these last 8 weeks and let's run our race. Let's finish with perseverance. Here's what I think we could stretch for. Here's some stretch goals that these would push us beyond our PRs into like world record breaking as a church. The first one is our wave of multiplication. We could fully fund two new churches and one church relaunch for about $400,000. This is launching East Lake Church Zona Rio in the heart of Tijuana. It would enable us to lease a commercial building and then renovate it to have a great church right in the heart of the city. This is also helping launch not one of our own churches, but a partner church, Reve Church, a new church in Carmel Valley that is going to start this year in September. And then this would allow us to purchase equipment. The third one is for a relaunch of our Imperial Beach Church, which is moving into a new location to better serve that community. So the wave of multiplication, we have about $400,000 stretch goal. Now, we also have the wave of engagement. And this one is about some needed facility upgrades at the properties that we own that we'd like to accomplish. And we could do this for about $500,000. That would include a youth ministry room, remodel in Chula Vista. That's the only kids and youth space not remodeled in Chula Vista. It would include a youth community space in our Torrey Pines church, and then a community gathering space and also some kids upfits in our Venice Church location in West LA. And so that makes a $900,000 stretch goal in this final lap. Now again, I believe we can do this. And I'm giving us specifics on this for two reasons. One, a specific prayer, and two, a specific challenge. And so first of all, let's pray specifically over the next 8 weeks. Let's ask God once again in our community, in our church, to do the miraculous in the last 8 weeks, to show up big and to do something so amazing that only He can get the credit. And then two, let me give us all a specific challenge, because I really believe if everyone does something, God can do everything. And so let's make this final lap our best lap. Like Jason Lezak's world record split, let's set some personal best in the last 8 weeks of this cannonball journey. So here's my specific challenge to everyone. Do something. That's always been our primary goal in this journey, 100% participation. That we'd all jump into Jesus' mission full of faith and full of courage. And so let's end as strong as we began. So let me just close by my section and by talking to the different groups of people that I know are hearing this and give each group a step that you can take. The first group is those of us who made a 2-year commitment. And maybe we find ourselves a little bit behind as we come with 8 weeks to go. I simply want to encourage you to keep trusting God this final lap with the same faith that you had when you first jumped in. You see, this journey, it is not about a number. It's about our faith. And I want you to finish this thing trusting Jesus and experiencing His grace on your life. So do what you can to finish strong. And then trust Jesus with the results. The second group is those of us who made a 2-year commitment and we are on pace to fulfill that commitment, or maybe we have already fulfilled that commitment. My wife Rebecca and I are in this group. We made 2 years ago the biggest generosity commitment in our lives, and I gotta tell you, it was scary. But you know what we've seen over the last 2 years? We've seen God show up in miraculous ways in our life, in our faith, and in our finances. We have been stretched, but we are grateful. And I wanna ask you, if you find yourself in this group, like my wife and I wanna ask you to finish strong, giving your best. Let's not just coast easily to that finish line. And so maybe you'd consider giving an extra gift, giving more than you thought you could as a testament to God's blessing on you, and then also helping us reach this stretch goal. And then the third group is those of us who maybe did not make a 2-year generosity commitment, or maybe you're new to the church and you weren't even here when we started this thing. And if you are new in the last 2 years, I gotta tell you, you are a big reason that why the rest of us have prayed and given. Because we decided a long time ago as a church that we would always be a community that would make room for more. That we'd give and we'd serve and we'd sacrifice so there would always be room for the next group of people and the next families and the next kids and the next students to come and to hear the good news of Jesus in a warm, welcoming environment. And so if you are newer and this is now your faith community, my challenge to you is simply, would you join us in generosity for the last 8 weeks and see how God blesses you and moves your heart toward Himself as you do your own cannonball with the rest of us. Again, here's what I know. If everyone does something, I know God can do everything. I'm gonna invite the lead pastor to come up at all of our church locations, and they are gonna close out this message, sharing our word for the year, some personal application to this, also some local vision of some things that are happening in all of our churches that we are really excited about, that we are going to pray about. And I just wanna say, as each of them come up, I am so grateful for their leadership. I know that they pray for you. I know that they serve you so well with passion, with integrity. I also know that they are leading the way in everything that we are doing. And so I hope that you appreciate them. In fact, why don't we just appreciate all them right now if they're standing up there. Why don't you give them a hand, give them a round of applause. I'm so grateful for the leaders. Yeah, the leaders that God has given us in all of our churches. All right. Well, hey, just before I turn this over, I would love for us as one church, in one heart, in one mind, under one spirit, to read our theme verse together as we transition this message. Could we all do that? Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Let's read this out loud. Everybody everywhere, ready, go. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
Yeah, that was really good. I think you know, because I brag about our network a lot, but I've been in the ministry for almost 30 years, part of different denominations, networks, groups of people. This is by far the most healthiest, generous, and fun group of people I've ever got to work with. So I love it. And I love what we're doing. I'm totally in agreement with Pastor James and the vision of what we've seen accomplished. And I think 2019 can really be the best year ever for us as a network of churches and for us individually. So grab that outline that's in your program. I'm going to wrap this up with just a couple of quick points of application. 2019, we have a word that we're focusing on for this year. You ready? That word is clarify. Clarify. Go ahead, say it. Clarify. So this is what Hebrews 12, 1 and 2 is all about, the verse we just read together, that we are running with perseverance the race that's set before us, right? Looking unto Jesus, who's the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. So clarify. We want to clarify, what are we running after this year? We're running after God's plan for our life, individually and collectively, right? Who do we need to stay focused on? Give you a guess. Jesus. That's good. A little timid out there, right? Didn't want to get the wrong answer. Jesus? We're focused on Jesus, and how do we do it? How do we do this race? With perseverance. With perseverance. So this particular letter was written to Hebrews in Jerusalem, and by the time the writer had written this and sent it to them, they had gotten a little tired in their faith, maybe a little worn out. And this letter was to encourage them and admonish them to stir those fires, to get it back. Because you know that when we do something for a long time or around something a long time, if we're not intentional, sometimes we just kind of go into coast mode, right? I mean, this can happen in our job. We're not focused. We can just kind of, I've just been doing the same thing for years. This can happen in a marriage, where if it's not intentional and building and dating and romance and all these things, you can just kind of slip into coast mode. And this can also happen in our faith, that we could be at it, but if we're not growing, if we're not changing, if we're not evolving, and we're not running the race with intentionality and perseverance, we can kind of sometimes find ourselves, and we're not even exactly sure when it happened, but we just kind of went into coast mode. And we want to make sure that that is not our story. The problem, the enemy really, for us individually and as a church, ours and a part of our whole network, is not the external. It's not things outside. It's not our society. It's not our culture and how things are going. It's not anything out there. The problem, the enemy, comes to us when our mission gets blurred and we forget why we're doing what we're doing, why we're in this race, what is God doing in my life and in through us as a church and a community of churches. When we lose that, that's when we begin to unravel. So what we want to do is head into 2019 and individually and collectively with intentionality and passion and purpose. So how are we going to do this? Number one, write this down. It's our collective mission. So we have a mission collectively, as a body of believers, and we have a mission individually. So our collective mission is the uniqueness of what we're going to do as a church, what we're going to do together, that each person here who calls Venice Church their home church, that we invite you and say, let's do it together. Let's serve. Let's be generous people with our time, with our talent, with our treasures. And some of those things are going to be things that you're very passionate about. And some of those things that we're going to serve and do together are things that you aren't passionate about. They're just chores that a family needs to get done. How many of you know what I'm talking about? It's like this morning I was out, and it was about 7:30, and I saw one of our guys, Martin, and it's raining, and he's pulling out the signs and putting all the parking signs on the different street corners around. And I thought, I wonder if when Martin was 13, he said to himself, I can't wait one day. I'm going to be a parking lot sign guy, right? No, he just needs to get done, and he's a part of the family and jumps in. It's like people serving coffee or making coffee or being with the kids. It's things that we do around here to get the job done, and that's a collective mission. We also have right here at Venice Church, we've seen so many things happen over the last 4 years here. You got to remember, there was about 30 people here 4 years ago, and then we merged with Eastlake, and we came in and we saw new life, and we've grown. We've got three services now. Last year, we baptized 60 people. Most of our, yeah, that's great. And that's bragging on Jesus. Here's probably the greatest thrill I have about it, is that most of our growth has come from new believers. The vast majority has come from new believers, not transfer people from other churches. And so I dig that. We have intention right now. We're about to bring on our first pastor in residence. We want to plant churches all throughout this area. We're going to do I Heart Venice again, where we shut down here and we go serve our community. We're more interwoven with our community than we have ever been. And we've got more on the horizon. That's our collective mission. These are things that we're going to do, a part of our network and a part of vision, the vision of Venice Church. But there's also an individual one. So you can write that down, our individual mission. So we have a collective mission. We have an individual mission, meaning who you are uniquely, because you are unique. Your story is unique. Where you live, where you work, where you play, it's unique to you. The pains that you've been through, what you've suffered, your journey of faith, all these things make you uniquely you. And it's our prayer that this year you really walk that out between you and God, again, where you work, where you live, where you play, and say, let this be the year. My mission is this is the year that that addiction is broken. This is the year that that relationship is healed. This is the year I get out of debt. This is the year that I surrender fully to God like I know he's been drawing me to. This is a year of unique individual mission for you to become the best version of yourself and to accomplish the things that God has called you to uniquely this year. Everybody say this year. This year. Boy, that was weak how you said that right there. Here's the last thing, though, I want you to write in, and we're going to close, is how do we do this? Collectively, our mission, how are we going to accomplish this? And personally, how are you going to accomplish these things? The source to accomplish our mission, that's what needs to be cleared. We need clarification on that. It says, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Here's what I know. This year, you're going to have ups and downs. You're going to have some successes and failures. You're going to have sorrows. You're going to have successes. You're going to have laughter. You're going to have a lot of different things. Jesus has promised this, not to just know you at the high points, not to be your source when everything is going great, or just when everything is bottomed out. He says he is the author and the finisher of our faith. This is what makes one person steady as they go through life, where another person kind of up and down, up and down. Because this one who's like this all the time, their source is something external. How are the finances doing? How's the economy? How's that relationship? How's this? How's my boss treating me? How's this? And so long as those things out there are okay, then I'm good. And when they're not, I'm bad. And when they are, I'm back. How many of you know this right? And but Jesus says, look, let me be your source, because you're going to run this race with perseverance. You're going to have to persevere through some trials, but I'm with you. And if I'm your source, I'll get you through them. We want to make sure Jesus is our source in 2019. Okay, worship team, would you come on back up? We're going to close out with a song, and we're going to take communion today. There's another passage I want to just make mention of. He promised this, and I want you to hear this morning. What he began in you, he is faithful to complete it. What he began in you, he began something in me about 30 years ago, almost 30 years ago, when I gave my heart to him. And there's been a lot of stuff in between 30 years ago and now that has happened in my life, good and bad. But he promised this, what he began in you, he's faithful to complete it. There's going to be times, like at least my testimony, where I was faithless. I feel like quitting. I feel like giving up. Life isn't fair. Whatever that is. There's a wonderful scripture that says, even when we are faithless, he remains faithful. Why? He's committed to you. He's passionately invested in you. And what he has began in you, you may wonder, Lord, please hurry up and do that work. I'm still struggling with this. I'm still struggling with that. Listen, he has promised to complete that work in you. And how did he back up his promise? with his life. What's a reminder of his promise? The communion elements. He gave it all for us. Take that bread right now in your hand. And he was with his followers. And it's just, imagine him saying this to you. He says, "This is my body, which is broken for you." This is the level of investment that he had in his life. This wafer right here. That he said, "Everything I have, I'm pouring it out. I'm suffering brokenness so that you can experience healing." Would you take that and let's affirm that together over our lives together? Let's go ahead and eat of that. Thank you, God. Thank you that you experienced brokenness again so that we could experience healing. That you gave everything, Lord. And you're so grateful, Lord. And we pray that this would be a year where people experience that new beginning. And he took the cup and he said, "This is the cup of a new covenant. It's not one written on stone, but it's written in your hearts. And what this is all about," he said, "is for the remission of sins." Here's what I love about this. When you go into 2019 and we head in there to make sure this is the best year ever, we can't bring the past along with us. We can't bring the shame of it. And he said, "I made a provision for that. It was his blood that was shed on the cross." And he said, "When you drink of this, you proclaim forgiveness over your life because you've put your faith in what I did for you. I took the punishment." And so when we drink of this, and this is one of those things that we could do so often, we forget how profound it really is. We are declaring, "I am forgiven." Whether that's yesterday or a year ago or 20 years ago, I am forgiven because I put my faith in what he did for me. So let's proclaim that over our lives today. God, we are so grateful. We're thankful that you give us fresh starts, that your mercy is new every morning. And we are praying that you would help us as a network of churches, as Venice Church, Lord, and individually to move into the will of God for our lives this year. You being our source for all of that. And we will be quick to give you all the glory. We love you today in Jesus' name. Amen.